So we're discussing lighting one Ner Chanukah from another. And we saw that the Rama writes that the meaning is Lahachmir, because really you yotzei with the first candle. And when you light other candles from the first candle, the other candles are only for a hiddur. So the other candles are still less important than the first candle, and that's not a kavod to the first candle, that you're using it to light a candle of a lesser chiyuv. There's a very interesting question. What about lighting candle 3 from candle 2, let's say on the third night? They're both hiddur candles. They're equal level. So maybe that should be mutter. So they quote from the Shevet Halevi and others that the minhag is not to do that either, and we don't light one candle from another. Oh. But then the Rama concludes, this is only in the first half hour when the candles are being lit, fulfilling the mitzvah. But after you yotzei the mitzvah, the mutter ba'ana, kol shekein, shemutter hadikin, then you can light one from another. It's mutter to get an offer of them totally. Oh, so that's the Rama. So here the Mishnah Berurah points out that earlier, back in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch writes that after the Zman of the Mitzvah, after the first half hour, it's mutter to get Hanah from the candles. But there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some of the Achronim are Machmir, not to get Hanah. Why? Because Harovel lo yeda l'chalit ben tol zman l'achar zman. Because someone who's watching can't tell whether it's during the Zman or after the Zman, and it'll be a marasayin. And people will think that you're getting an hour from the Chanukah candles. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says over here as well, the same thing, that even after the first half hour, you shouldn't use the Ner Chanukah to light another candle. Oh, but here the Mishnah Berurah says, we're not going to put together two chumras. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, here in this case, if it's after the first half hour, so the only chumra would be not to light a Ner Chol from the Ner Chanukah. But if you want to light one candle from another, which really is mutter, so the Mishnah Berurah thinks you don't have to be machmir after the first half hour. Let's say a candle goes out. You want to light one candle from another. So the Mishnah Berurah says after the first half hour, taka, that would be mutter. Oh. Sif Beis. Yesh mi sha'omer shener shel Beis Knesses v'shel Shabbos v'shel Chanukah kulam shel mitzvahim v'mutter lahadlik zeh mizeh. The Ner and the Beis Knesses and the Ner Shabbos, they're all L'shem Mitzvah, and you can light one from another. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gra that we saw above, that one's not allowed to get enough from a Ner Chanukah, and the first opinion holds, even a Tashmisha of Kedusha is Aser. Even a Tashmisha of Kedusha is Aser. Oh, and if you hold that, then here as well, it would be usher as well, because any type of hana is usher. So the Gra is saying that we should be machmir, not like what the Shulchan Aruch says here, to not light the other candles from the Ner Chanukah. Okay, the next siman. Hadlaka os the mitzvah v'lo hanacha. You fill the mitzvah with the lighting as opposed to the hanacha, placing the menorah down. What does that mean? That means even if the menorah wasn't placed l'shem Ner Chanukah, you're yotzei the mitzvah just with the lighting. And the Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Shem haisa munachas b'mekol melo l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. Madrika sham ve'ein tzarech asiro l'nichol l'shem mitzvah Chanukah. You don't have to put it back in its place with Shem Mitzvah Chanukah. For example, let's say you lit a big torch and you lit it Erev Shabbos for Chanukah, and it lit the whole Shabbos. It burned all of Shabbos, and now it's in place, and it's still lit on Motzoi Shabbos. So what do? You have to put it out and relight it, L'shem Mitzvah Chanukah. Very good. Now, you have to put it out and relight it because you have to do the mitzvah of Hadlaka. But if Hanukkah was also a mitzvah, if the mitzvah was done with the Hanukkah as well, then you would have to put it out, lift it up and put it back down, and then relight it. So there's a special Hanukkah for the second night as well when you relight it. But we don't say that. It's enough just to put it out and relight it. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't ignore the Hanukkah totally. You have to light it where it's going to remain, where it's going to be placed. Let's say you light the menorah inside and you carry it outside. You're not Yotze. Because somebody who's watching might say, oh, you lit it for yourself because you want to light up your, you want light as you're walking through your house. Let's say you light it and you're holding it in your hand. So you're not Yotze. Because people think that you're using it for light for yourself. So the menorah has to be in its place when you light it. But you don't have to put it down in its place. L'shem mitzvahs Chanukah. For that night. Oh. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't move the Ner Chanukah any time during the first half hour when it's when you're Yotzei the mitzvah. It's not just from inside to outside, but in general you shouldn't move it. Oh. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz. The Taz holds that if you light the Ner Chanukah while you're holding the menorah, and then put it down a short time later, you are Yotze. But most Achronim argue on that, and they say that no, you shouldn't light the Ner Chanukah at all until it's in its place. So that happens sometimes, where sometimes it's inconvenient to light the Ner Chanukah where it's going to remain. It's hard to reach or something, so you should work it out that your menorah is in a place that's accessible. And then you go and you light it when it's already there, and you're not moving it around after you light the Ner Chanukah. Now, in connection with this idea of lighting the menorah and then carrying it to a different place, so nowadays, in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, most people lit inside. It was dangerous to light outside. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not supposed to light the menorah outside and then carry it inside, because people will think you're lighting it for your own personal use. So just like in the old days, when you were supposed to light outside, if you lit inside and carried it outside, you wouldn't be Yotze. So too, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you're going to light inside, if you light it outside and carry it inside, you wouldn't be Yotze either. Oh. So here there's a discussion whether Bizman Azeh, when it's not dangerous, are you Yotze when you light inside? And many of the poskim say yes. Rav Moshe Feinstein has tshuvas where he writes that having to pursue menisa is not ma'akev in the mitzvahs hadlaka. And similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that me'ikar adin, even if you light inside, bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, when it's not dangerous to light outside, if you're ma'adgal shulchan, you're Yotze. And other poskim say similar things. Others argue and are machmir, but many are mekel. That's why when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you try to light outside, you want to light by your front door or the front door of your apartment building, or if you have a window but the window's too tall. If you're stuck, bottom line, we assume that you're Yotze if you light inside as well, and you can light and say a bracha, even if people outside are not going to see the menorah.